Ihochi, if this is the pshat now Mishnah, so what's the pshat in Haina Diktoni Yalo? We learned the now Mishnah like this. It was learned that Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Abba Chalafta Bineim. He made a statement and said, even if there'll be a chosh of a person, like Abba Chalafta between them, still the loch of our Mishnah applies. Still there's a loch of a rotzeach. Shenisavu Biacherim Kulam Peturim. So he made a statement, even if one of them was Abba Chalafta. So Rashi explains, so the question is, what's the difference, according to Rash Lakish, according to Shmuel, what's the difference, who was there, whether it was a chosh of a person or not? We're talking about a case where one person killed and didn't have a Gemara Din yet, whether it's a person or whether it's a shor, and he got mixed up with other people that are Chayiv Misa. So if they're Chayiv Misa, what's the difference, even if he's a Tadik or not? If the other people are Chayiv Misa, what's the difference? What are you telling me? I feel we got mixed up with Abba Chalafta. Like Pshita. If Abba Chalafta is Chayiv Misa, so Pshita has the same halacha. Elo, therefore, Rav learns like this. Elo Amar Rav, Rav learns trying to mention his cases like this. Hochi Komer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Shnayim Shoyu Oindim. If two people were standing together, two people, there were Edim there, they saw two people together, V'yotzu chetz mebeneim, and all of a sudden a shot came out between these two. An arrow, the most times it was an arrow, now it could be a shot, a gun. A shot came out between these two people. For Horak, and it killed somebody. So Lacharish, Shneim, Pturim. These two people now, we cannot kill either one of them. Even in the case where Bezdin saw, Edom was there, and Edom warned the person, warned these two people, don't shoot, whatever the case was, let's say there was Hasroah. But if the Edom does not know exactly which one of these two killed, Edom just saw that out of two people, an arrow was shot. And Edom are not sure which one of the two killed. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that Pturim. Such a case that Bezdin cannot kill either one of them. That's not called evidence. Since we do not know which one of the two killed, we can't kill either one. Now this is the Chiddush. The Yomer Rabbi Yosi, says a tremendous Chiddush. Afilu Abba Chalafta Bineim. Even though there's a tzaddik between these two, so Chur and Svor, then I would say for sure Abba Chalafta doesn't kill anybody. He for sure did not shoot. So then Lechur, then evidence will tell me it was the other one that shot. That's the Chiddush. Even though in Svor I would say I know which one shot, it's no good. As long as the Edom did not see directly which one shot, we cannot kill either one of them. That's the Chiddush. So that's the halacha where it says, that's the way he learns from our Mishnah, that a Ratzeach Shenesarav Vacherim means if two people are standing together and we do not know which one shot, Kulam Peturim. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Tremendous Chiddush. And that's the Chiddush, even though one of them is Abba Chalafta. So really we know now for sure which one killed. Still we cannot kill him. That's not called Edim. It's not called we have pure evidence that he's the murderer. Now, Vishor Shenigma Dinoi. What's going to be a loch of a shor that was Nigma Din already? Bezdin Paskin, this shor killed a man, is Chayes Gila. Shenisar Vishor Macherim. Meyalya. That it got mixed up with other Shvorim. Good Shvorim. Shvorim that did not kill yet. There's no Chiv Mis on the other Shvorim. So loch is Slaitle Noison. Still, the Tanakhama says, we stone all of them. They got mixed up into five Shvarim, we stone them all. We have Yudu Aymer, Yudu says, no, Kreitzu Noisla Kippa. All you have to do is just lock them up and let them starve to death. But we do not have to go through the bother of Soitlin killing them. And Rashi explains, what's Pshan of Tanakhama? Why should we kill all the Shvarim? There's only one Shvar here that's Chayiv Skila. The other four Shvarim are Potter, they're not supposed to be killed. How do we have a right to kill them? So Rashi learns the pshat is that once this shorim got mixed up with the other shvarim, they're all asa b'hano. L'maisa, nobody can use any one of these shvarim. A shor haniskal is asa b'hano. So now the shor haniskal got mixed up with the other four shvarim. Now since there's no din vitabroi here, it's a davar choshev. So since we do not know which one is a shor haniskal, all five of them are asa b'hano. So anyway, the owner cannot use it. So therefore, Bezdin is not ruining anything by giving them skila. So since one of them for sure is chayy skila, Bezdin you're better off giving them all skila. That's the Tanakhama svara. If you use the svara just down, you don't have to be Bezdin doesn't have to be bothered so much. It's a tiracha for Bezdin to go and kill them all. So therefore, it's enough for Bezdin just to let them be kaifenoisai, lock them up, and let them starve to death. So that's what it says over here. For the Gemara, is this true?
And the other says over here. The other one says, Tanya, we learn like this. Rashi says, Benichus, there's a new Gemara now. Tanya, we learn like this. Poro Shehemisa. Let's say a poro, a cow, a pregnant cow, that killed. She killed a person. Therefore, the Chur Bezim passes on her that she's Chayiv Skila. V'yacha kach yolda. And after this, this pregnant cow gave birth. What's the loch of the vlad? Do we have to kill the vlad or not? The calf or not? So it depends. If she gave birth before Bezdin made a psak din, before there was a nigmar dinoi, then the locker is vladamuta.
Since there's no gmar din upon the vlad herself, it's only upon the mother. At the time of the gmar din, she already gave birth, so the only paskin on the mother, therefore only the mother is the sharniskol and not the vlad. The vlad is muta. We'll soon explain why. But what's going to be in Mishanigma Dinoi Yolda? Let's say now Bezdin took this pregnant cow and gave a psak din. This pregnant cow killed a man. Therefore, it's Chayiv Misa. It has a psak at the Shar Niska now. So then the locher is Vlada Osir. That even the Vlad also has to be killed. And Rashi says, why? The Uba Yerach Imayhu. The Gamu Nesa Begmar Dinoi Imay. That the kid also becomes Osir with the Gmar Din. Why is it not Tamas Svara? One Svara would be is that it's a murder also. Lamaisa, the Uba was in the mother's stomach, so at the time when the mother killed, the Uba was part of the action also. That's not so far the Svara. So far we're saying that Bishas the Gemar Din, when Bezdin Paskon on this cow, that it's Chayiv Miso, since the Vlad is inside it, it's part of the mother, so the Psak Din goes upon the Vlad also. Therefore there's a Psak Din, the Vlad is also Osa Bahanor, it has to be killed. Vlad also. What's going to be there for Nisarim, Biacherim, Biacherim, Biacherim? Let's say this Vlad now gets mixed up, runs into other Vlads, and they run into a second pile, is still, it's all Asa Banor. That's the loch, even a Sveik Sveik here, it's not Bata Barayiv, since it's a Dabba Choshev, and therefore, Kainzin Oison the Keeper. We have to lock up this whole flock here of cows that got mixed up, and we have to let them all starve to death. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, Mevi Noisel Bezdin. He also know you bring them to Bezdin, Vesoikle Noisel. And Bezdin makes a skill here. Again, the swore like the Tanakama before. Lamaisa, they're all Asa Bahano. Once the Shor Niskol got mixed up with other Shvarim, they're all Asa Bahano. You can't enjoy them anyway. The owner has no use from them. Since he has no use from them, so Manashach, since one has a Vadai, Chiyaskila, Bezdin goes there and kills them all out. Makes a skila to all of them. Now, oh mama, what we just say, it depends. If this pregnant cow killed a person, and then Bezdin goes to Paskin and Chiv Misa on the cow. So it depends. If the cow gave birth before Bezdin gave the Gemar Din, before Bezdin Paskin and Chiv Misa, Yolda is Vladimateris. Then the Vlad, since it got out in time, the Vlad is Mutter, we could have enjoyment, the Vlad is not Chayiv Misa. The question is why? You want to tell me, even though at the time, when the cow killed, it was pregnant already. So it comes out that the kid, the Vlad, was part of the action. Like the kid was in the stomach, the kid, the Vlad, was part of the action of killing. So you want to tell me, even so, still the Vlad is mutter, why? I've all my Rav has said like this, Vlad hanoigachas osur. So Vlad, the child of a mother that killed, so the kid is also osur, it's also osur banor. Why? The svar is he of Vlad the noko. There's a svar upon the actual action of killing. To have a pregnant cow kills, the pshat is she uses a whole body, the whole weight, and she uses the kid also inside it to kill. So the kid is also part of the Maisarigo. And therefore, the kid is also Chayiv Misa. It's also Asa Banor. So how could Rav say that if the kid was born before the Gemar Din, the kid is Mutter? Here Rav says, no, go after the action. When the mother killed the man, since then she was pregnant, she had the baby with her, the baby was helping to kill, so the baby is also a murderer. And the same thing, Vlad HaNivas also. Let's say a man has lives with an animal. So locher is the animal. We kill the animal also. Let's say the animal is pregnant. So locher is he of vlad or nivah that the vlad also is chayiv misa. Why? Because the maaser reveal when the man went into the animal, he went. It's like he used the baby also. He went into this whole animal. It's like one thing. It's like ubi yerachimai. It's like one big animal here. So therefore you see that if the baby is there, b'shach, the action, the actual Avera, it's called the Avera was done to the baby also, to the Vlad also. So how could Rav say here that if the Vlad is born before the Gemar Din, that it's Mutter, why should it be Mutter? Since the Vlad was there, b'shach, the Maisa Riga, she was there, she was pregnant at the time when she killed, so the Vlad should also be Chayiv Misa then. So Rav says true. Eima rather say like this, this should be the case. If let's say she became pregnant before the Gemar Din, that's the case. There was Bishasta Negicha when the cow killed the man, the cow was not pregnant yet. If the cow would have been pregnant then, Pshita, the Vlad, is also Chayiv Misa, according to Rava. We're talking about now that at the time of the Negicha, the cow was not pregnant yet. It first became pregnant after the Negicha. That's the case here. Same affair like this. If before Bezdin passed on the din, that took, let's say, 9 months, let's say it took, Ibrin, between this time, the cow became pregnant, and Vyoldo, and it also gave birth. So it came out, in this case, Vladimutter. Here it's very good. The Vlad was not there, Vishasta Maisa Negicha. She wasn't pregnant at that time. And the Vlad is not here, Vishasta Gmar Din. The cow gave birth already. So therefore, the Vlad is not there, not Bishas Maisa, and not Bishas Gemar Din, therefore it's Ptura. But the Chiddush is, Imishenigma Dino Ibra, this is the Chiddush though. The cow first killed a man, and at that time she was not pregnant. Then afterwards, the next day, she became pregnant, and now she gave birth after Bezdin gave a Gemar Din on her. That means when Bezdin Paskin at this shore killed the person, you deserve Skila, she was pregnant. The lacher is Vlad also, that the Chi of Misa goes upon the Vlad also. That's the Chiddush now. And this is Rashi's Svar, that since we say Uba Yerech Imoy, so when the Bezdin Paskin is on this shore, it's a shore on Iskal, it's upon the whole body. So therefore the Vlad inside the body also gets the Chi of Misa. Even though the Vlad was not there B'shas Maisa, but since right now there's a Gemar Din on this cow, the whole cow has the Chi of Misa. That's the Chiddush. So most of it depends. Like if the cow became pregnant after it did the Maisa Beira, so how did she come pregnant? There's a father involved. So if you hold Zera out, it's called a Zera, so there are two things causing the Vlad. There's the father and there's the mother. So why do you say the Vlad is Chayiv Misa because of the mother? But there's a Zev is there, there's somebody else also causing the Vlad. There's the father that caused the Vlad. And the father is not Osa, is not Chayiv Misa. So Anich Laman Diyam Zev is there, Gerim is Osa, it's very good. Even though two things cause something to be, still if one of them is Osa, we say it remains Osa, then it's good. But it's a Machlokes. And we pass Kanil Laman Diyam Zev is there, Gerim is Mutter.